moving on to our next and final item of the day, which is CAO to approve amendment to the airport management lease agreement with the KMPI Airport and Rent-A-Car Incorporated and authorize the Board of Supervisors to sign that amendment.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, before you is a proposed amendment to the agreement with KMPI Airport and Rent-A-Car. 3 years ago, your board entered into an agreement with KMPI, whereby KMPI assumed responsibility for managing the airport terminal facility. This agreement came about at the time, well, initially there was a recommendation from the Public Works Director and myself that the terminal at the airport be closed down. We were incurring considerable expenses at the airport, and we were, as we always are, looking for a place to reduce our expenses. And there was a proposal to shut down the terminal, never a proposal to shut down the airport. The airport would still remain functioning. The Airport Advisory Committee at the time was very active and very vocal in wanting to do whatever was possible to keep the airport terminal open. It was their suggestion that the county pursue and look for a fixed-based operator to operate the terminal facility. There was a request for proposals put out. There were a few proposals received. Eventually, your board did award the contract to KMPI. Their proposal initially did not include any provision for making any payment to the county above making the payments, which was a requirement of the proposal, for the payments that are due on the loans that are related to the lease payments that are out there and are currently being made. Eventually, it was narrowed down. There were two proposals that your board really was interested very closely in, and eventually your board again did make the decision to go with KMPI. From the dais, the board did indicate that they would like to see a payment made to the county, and at that time, Mr. Roche, who's one of the representatives of the firm, did indicate that they'd be able to make a $10,000 payment annually to the county, and that was included in the agreement. Sometime after the execution of the agreement, it was determined that KMPI, in addition to the $10,000, was also responsible and required to pay possessory interest tax on the airport facility. That was not addressed in the original agreement. It was not included as one of their expenses. So that became a new expense for KMPI. We then entered into some discussions with KMPI whereby they were looking for some relief related to having now to pay the possessory interest charge. And during these discussions, there was some very close looks at what was actually going on there at the airport and what their financial position was related to their airport operations. KMPI has been operating now for 3 years out there at the airport. They have made significant capital improvements to the terminal facility, new carpeting, new windows, and various other improvements to that terminal. By most every account I get, and the reason, well, my measure is how many complaints am I getting on things. I don't hear about problems at the airport. KMPI is running a good operation. They have brought to the community a rental car operation, which we didn't have before. Up until this time, there was no way that someone could rent a car in Mariposa County locally. The only way you could rent a car is if you were from out of town and you made a reservation with Enterprise Car Rental. They would bring a car to the airport, charge $70 surcharge for the ability to rent the car, and they would not rent to local folks. We now have a local car rental deal, operation out there at the airport. But throughout this time, KMPI has not been able to turn any profit. They have lost money in each year of operation out there. And so, as the discussions regarding the possessory interest tax proceeded, KMPI made a request to be forgiven from having to make the $10,000 annual payment to the county until such time as they're in a profitable position. That's what this amendment brings forth to your board. It is relieving KMPI from the requirement to make the $10,000 annual payment. It also formally recognizes that KMPI is required to make the possessory interest tax payment on the facility at the airport. I tried to make this proposed amendment as simple as possible. If they start making money, we get their first profits up until $10,000 less the amount of the possessory interest charge. If they don't make a profit, the county does not get the $10,000. It's not an easy recommendation for me to make. Removing from the county the $10,000 in revenue is not something that's done arbitrarily. But again, they are providing a very valuable service out there at the airport. They are struggling to make money out there. And again, by all accounts, they are doing a very good job in providing an important service to the county. So the amendment, as I said, is pretty simple. Until such time as KMPA is in a profitable position, the county would give up that $10,000 payment from KMPI. Your board, when you made this decision to go with KMPI a few years ago, and I believe there's only two board members sitting here who were part of that team at the time, but your board emphasized at that time the importance of dealing with a local contractor, someone that, and I think one of the board members even made a comment that it isn't so much what's in the agreement, it's with the individuals that you're dealing with. We have been dealing with folks with high integrity who have gone above and beyond what is necessary to make that operation valuable for Mariposa County. So it is my recommendation that your board approve this amendment, waiving the requirement of KMPI to make a $10,000 annual payment to the county until such time as KMPI finds themselves, if ever, in a profitable position. We wish them the best. I hope they make a lot of money, but at the present time, it's just not happening, and this is putting salt into the wound. KMPI has shown that they intend to do whatever's necessary to try to make it a successful operation and continue to provide a service, but while they haven't brought it up, I need to bring it up to your board. The current agreement we have with KMPI gives them the opportunity to cancel the agreement with 180 days notice. It's in the agreement. They can walk away from this project at any time. And that really makes me very nervous. I do not believe that we would get another contractor to bid on this project that would come anywhere close to the level of service and the good service that we're getting from KMPI. So that is also part of my recommendation, that consideration, that your board approve this. This amendment has been brought to the Airport Advisory Committee. It was reviewed by the Airport Advisory Committee. As I was mentioning to some folks earlier, they certainly are not a pushover group or rubber stamp group. They asked for an additional month to review this so that they could determine it. And then after a good deal of discussion, the Airport Advisory Committee subsequently recommended that the proposed amendment to the agreement be approved by your board. So that's the information I have. That's my recommendation, and I'll be happy to answer any questions from your board.
Thank you, Mr. Benson. I would note that the board has I just note that the board has received a communication from Ruth Catalan on this issue, and I'm sure she'll speak to us here later. But first of all, does the board itself have any comments or questions? Yes, Supervisor Cann.
Thank you, Chair. Rick, the I think you told me you reviewed the tax returns that showed a loss. Have you seen any, or was there anything there that tracked gross receipts over those 3 years? I mean, our gross receipts, and possibly we can get some testimony on that. I mean, whether gross receipts trend up, trend down.
There was a gross number there, but no, I didn't look for trends. And I was just, I believe it was just 2 years worth of tax returns that were available at the time.
In the original negotiation that you did, it was, am I correct in assuming it was made clear to KMPI that they would not be responsible for possessory interest tax?
In our discussions, yes. We had removed that from the contract, and we were mistaken, actually, as far as what our authority was about possessory interest.
And how much is that?
I believe it's in the $3,000 annual range, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the reason that the possessory interest tax has to be collected is that it's not something for the county to surrender. Those funds go to the school district and other districts within.
Whatever the reason, it was they entered a contract assuming they weren't paying it, and then after they signed the contract, they have to pay it. Okay,
well,
so
yes.
So clearly we should, there's a reason to be dealing with that. If in fact KMPI decided to exercise their ability to cancel the contract in 180 days, and we rebid the contract, would anything keep them from rebidding on it?
I don't know of any legal reason why. So
they would be entitled to rebid just like any other entity.
So I think there are a few things to that clearly should be dealt with. That dealing with this possessory interest is very appropriate. Modifying a competitively bid contract gets into a territory I'm not very comfortable with. I'm also aware that there's some discrepancy over are the county electric portion of the electric bill and KMPI's. Is that going to get solved soon?
Yeah,
and that's some money that they are out that
right.
We owe them?
First of all, the contract's very clear that there are certain things the county pays for and there are certain things that KMPI pays for. What's come to everyone's attention is, well, there's some of the electric bills go to us, some of the electric bills go to them. But there's one electric bill that's kind of both parties are responsible for. That bill has been paid for since day one by KMPI. But they rightly have brought to our attention that part of that responsibility is the county's. And so the Public Works Department, there's no one here from Public Works today, but what I've been informed from the Public Works Department is that they have sat down with KMPI and both sides. Again, we're dealing with very reasonable, easy to get along with and good folks to work with, have been determining or trying to settle out how much of that is our responsibility of the bills that have been paid over the last 3 years and how much is KMPI's. The numbers is going to range somewhere between $8,000 and $12,000 that we rightfully should be paying KMPI of that electric charge that they've paid. And so now they're just trying to narrow that down and find out exactly what that number is. But it's somewhere between $8,000 and $12,000.
And once we get this formula figured out, then we'll be able to keep current with that. So right now, we owe them somewhere between $8,000 and $12,000.
Correct.
And they've been eating $3,000+ worth of possessory interest tax each year.
Yes.
I can see why they want to get things settled here.
I think that their request is reasonable.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other content, please, from Supervisor Bibby?
Well, when you read all the manager responsibilities and you factor in, you know, that the rate increase and of hangars, et cetera, are locked in unless the board approves them, fuel prices are... you will hear from the pilots, they do not want to pay a significant increase, so they try to keep it pretty close to cost. There's not much room to make a profit here other than to offset what you'd pay in town for rental or maybe to rent out the old manager's facility for overnight stay. So it's clear on that. There's not going to be a significant profit, probably, ever. And that's one of the reasons why we heard so loud and clear from numerous pilots that they wanted somebody local that they could communicate, so it wasn't somebody that came in and was just profit-driven and would jack those fuel prices through the air to where they couldn't afford to buy fuel locally. So now, Rick, you're monitoring this closely. I mean, far as you've checked it, at the income tax returns, but are you checking to see, like, who's paying for toilet paper, who's doing cleaning, the issue with the utilities? And what is the issue of the utilities? It's a common meter located where?
I don't have all the nitty-gritty details, but there's one meter, one electric bill, which serves both the facilities county's responsible for as well as facilities that KMPI is responsible for. And it's a significant charge. As far as the income tax return, what I reviewed at that time was merely for me to feel comfortable in the reasonableness of their request and to go forward. Again, this would be, as you can see in the amendment, they would be required in the future to submit their income tax to us and 30 days after they've filed it with the IRS or within 30 days for our review to determine on the profit.
Okay.
So that's what we put into the amendment. Right. But what I reviewed initially was it passed the reasonableness test that would allow me to just feel comfortable bringing this to your board.
Okay. And especially when you read J, where it says manager will pay to advertise the airport in appropriate publications and to market airport property lease, and factoring in all these requirements, I'm not sure if that facility will ever make a significant profit, but it'll be interesting. I hope they speak to that.
Any other comment from the board? Yes, Supervisor Jones.
Mr. CAO, I had a couple questions. Now, that $10,000 that we would be giving up, will we have to backfill that in any way?
Unfortunately, yes. We have that $10,000 right now is offsetting some of our expenses at the airport. Without that $10,000, that money will go away, and there will probably be more of a cost on the general fund to maintain airport operations. We always knew there were going to be costs to operate the airport.
Right.
And what our initial proposal that I came up with the Public Works Director, was to close that terminal and to reduce our costs that were in excess of $130,000 a year to $20,000 or $30,000 with the county no longer operating the terminal. But we have costs to operate airport operations or to maintain airport operations. So short answer to your question, yeah, it's $10,000 hit to the general fund.
Okay, and I guess, yeah, that's what I kind of thought. And I can I just got a brief summary because that was the first time I was at the Airport Advisory Board meeting, and I looked over the financial. Did you check to see the depreciation schedule? Is that standard, or was that accelerated depreciation?
I don't recall. I know we talked about it. I'm sure Jesse could answer that question.
I guess I and too when it's public, I'll address a couple questions to Jesse. But I understand fully it's going to be tough to make it out there.
Yeah. And again, unless County Council feels otherwise, it may be appropriate if you have questions, you know, not just public. Jesse is a representative, one of the partners on KMPI, and is here and fully ready, I'm sure, to answer any of your questions that you might have about their operations.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Carrier.
Rick, other than for this fiscal year, are they current with all the prior $10,000 payments?
The fiscal year 12-13 payment has not been made, and that was a decision that was made out of Public Works, which they haven't waived it. What they were going to do is offset once they come up with whatever the number is for this electric bill that, for lack of a better term, is in dispute. Then they were going to do that as an offset. It could come out to be a wash, as I said. It's somewhere between $8,000 and $12,000. And so if it's $8,000, then we would just get $2,000 from KMPI and call it good. If it's $12,000, then we'd be writing a check for $2,000 to KMPI. And if it comes out to be $10,000 on the dot, which would be kind of hard, then we would view that as an offset. That was a decision made over at Public Works, which I did not complain about. It seemed like a reasonable thing to do at the time.
Do you know how long they'll take before they'll resolve the electric bill?
Public Works is telling me that it should be resolved very, very soon. They've had to bring PG&E in, and again, Jesse may have a better handle on the timing on that. But it's important that your board understand that this amendment is from this point forward. We're not suggesting to forgive last year's payment. It's just that's going to be worked out between the electric bill.
And then just one last question on, since this was a competitive bid process to get this contract, and now that we're going to try to amend it, from what I've seen of the airport operations too, I think it's going to be real difficult to show a profit anytime in the near future. And whether or not we'll even be able to get anyone to rebid it if we went out to cancel this contract and go out to bid for a new contract. And probably KMPI would be the only bidder, but in the public's view, would that be a cleaner, more transparent process than what we're trying to do here?
That's certainly within your board. Your board could do that. I just did want to point out to your board, though, that the proposal submitted by KMPI did not include any payment to the county. This $10,000 was, for lack of a better term, almost an afterthought suggested by the board after the decision had been made to award the contract to KMPI. And the original bid from KMPI did not include a $10,000 payment. But after some discussion, and I believe there was a member of the public made a suggestion, and then the board said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. They asked Mr. Rush, can you do that? And at that time, he said, yeah, we can do that. So that was not part of their bid that was reviewed, nor was that part of the decision of your board that you were going to get that $10,000. That was an add-on. But again, it was requested. It was agreed to by both parties. The other party knew what they were doing. They signed it, and they did agree to make that payment. But that was not part of their bid proposal.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comment from the board? Supervisor Bibby?
Rick, so under G, it says county is responsible for utility costs associated with the airport airfield and runway lighting system. So the utility bill must be associated with those two items?
Yes, this is a bill that serves both, I believe, some of the airport lighting system and it also serves some of the terminal. So that's why there's this this problem with this one bill. The other meters, the other bills are all nice and clean. They're either theirs or they're ours. But this one bill covers both. And, you know, it's kind of complicated to figure out what's on what meter, and I don't think it was immediately known to KMPI that this meter, that they were picking up a good portion of the county share of the electric bill.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I heard from one supervisor, one who is now in the middle of a chat down at the end of the table, I'll wait until they're finished with their private business. I understood that Supervisor Jones wanted to ask a question of Jesse. Was that true? Did you have a...
Yes, when it's public comment or whenever.
Well, we get to the public, since Jesse would be available to us as a source here, would you come to the podium, please? And if anybody has any questions for Jesse, we could have those answered, then we'll go to the public. Good morning.
So would you like any brief presentation from me on the matter, and then I'd answer any questions y'all have?
If you want
to just ask questions,
sure.
Whichever you prefer.
No, why don't you give a brief?
The consensus seems to be we'd love a brief.
Okay, very brief. Just I wanted to emphasize the fact that when we bid on the contract, that $10,000 wasn't in there. We wouldn't even be here talking about it had it not been added afterwards. When we were awarded the contract, that $10,000 was not in there. It was afterwards that the board came and it was an entity that bid on the contract that recommended to the board that they charge us that $10,000. That didn't win. And the board said, hey, there was a fellow that was going to offer us $100,000 if I won the contract. Why don't we ask for $10,000 from? We felt it was a reasonable request that we may be able to make enough to pay that. It was a little sketchy, but we decided to agree with it after we had already won the contract without paying that $10,000. That's the only reason why we're bringing that before the board now, because it was an afterthought that we pay it after we'd already originally won the contract without that $10,000. So I just wanted to make clear with that, and that's as brief as I'll keep it. I'll answer any questions that you all would like.
Thank you, Supervisor Carrion. I'm sorry, Supervisor Jones.
Yeah, I just got a brief summary of the financial. The depreciation schedule there, is that an accelerated depreciation or is that standard?
Standard appreciation, yes.
Okay, and another question, I know Rick was there and he was asked a question. Do you ever foresee, and I've been in business for a number of years, let me put it that way, do you ever foresee being able to figure out a way to make a profit there?
It'll be narrow, but yes, we feel like in the future we will be able to make a profit. We were very close this year. This was we lost about $10,000 this
right.
year. It was very close. Had some things not changed, the Sky Crane, the federal program out there left. That was $7,000. The NOAA program out there, they left because of budget constraints. That was another $3,000. That was $10,000 right there. That would have been break even this year. So some things have changed that kind of set us back a little bit. It was like $25,000 we lost the first year, $41,000 the next year, and then $10,000 this past year.
Yes.
So we hope to make a profit. We always knew that it was not going to be a moneymaker, but we wanted to see the airport terminal stay open. That's the main reason why we bid. We didn't bid on that contract to be able to retire in the Bahamas.
Do you see any other changes you can make? Because I know in business and we never want to continue on for the fun of it, we'll say.
Right.
Do you see any other changes that you can see that will improve this in the near future? Because there are just people asking, saying, well, wait a minute, this here will never happen. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a business person, too. And I know Rick is, so I know you must have, so let's say, something up your sleeve.
Well, you can't squeeze blood from a turnip. There's only so much out
right.
there that we can do. And initially, we put a lot of money out there to try to make those changes. When you walked into the terminal, you felt like it was a blast from the past, from the 60s. It was horrible. There was holes in the decking, you know, that you had to walk in. The manager's house out there, I mean, I can't believe Maria was even living in there. It was you could see the floor, you could see the ground through the bathroom. So we spent substantial amount of money, over $30,000, just to improve and make it pleasing to come into the terminal. So a lot of expenses originally, now we don't have those expenses. So we're hoping, and airport operations increased 25% after the first year we were there. Unfortunately, with the rising costs of fuel, aviation fuel, that is now decreasing because people just don't want to pay that much money to fly around like they were before. Our prices are very competitive. We don't make a lot on the fuel, but still, it's difficult to get people to fly when you have to pay so much. So our costs are being reduced now because, as in any business, when you first start out, you have to invest a lot to get it rolling. Now it's starting to even out a little bit. We do hope to turn a profit at the airport. And we're doing everything we can. We spent $45,000 on rental cars there. We spent $40,000 on a rental plane so that people could come out and learn how to fly, which it's just now starting to take off. Those kind of things don't happen overnight. And now I think our rental plane is being approximately 2 to 3 times a week sometimes. So that's huge. From last year, it was like maybe once a week. So things are starting to pick up, but it's... again, there's only a small amount of people that you can draw from there.
Okay, yeah, and I want to say I think you're doing a great job out there.
Thank you, Marlon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Jesse? Yes, Supervisor Bibby.
I was going to ask on the costs, too. Are you still going to pursue maybe renting out Maria's old residence, which, you know, she lived there as part of a free in exchange for manager services at one point for many, many years. She got that house over and above salary, so not too many people knew that. But the conditions, I could only imagine what it, because it was really, really old and there was no money being reinvested in that facility. Because that upkeep was left to the individual as part of the arrangement there. So you're still going to pursue where that could be rented out, which will be a significant improvement needed there as well. How has things been going far as relationships at the operation? I mean, far as we know, they've been smooth. I've heard limited complaints.
There, to my knowledge, we only have one that continually complains to us about several things. But for the most part, I would say that's the only complaint that we get there. I think the only other complaint that I've gotten besides the one person is that we did take the porta potties. The county was paying for two that they didn't know they were paying for. So that they were used to having both of those porta potties out there. The center one was taken out because of the cost, so now we have just one porta potty that Glen Broad Street pays for, and then the restroom at the terminal. So I think that's the only other complaint in the time that we've had there.
Are there any other things that you, as you got up to speed with what other rural airports are doing or offering, that you'd like to implement or that we could anticipate?
We work closely with Kathy Zinsella. She's the airport operations manager at Calaveras, and she's very knowledgeable. She's kind of tutored us on the best things to do, and we're kind of tied on some of the things because of not being owners of the airport like she is. You know, she's adamant against not having private hangars because that's really the only place you can make some money is the hangars there. So the more private hangars, then you only get a ground lease, which the county at some point will take that back over, and you don't get as much revenue for that. So she's kind of guided us to try to keep private hangars to a minimum and build more of our regular hangars. But right now, there is a waiting list, but we do have one hangar available. So there, we looked at building hangars there to try to increase profit, but unfortunately, when we first took over, there was about 40 or so pilots that were on a waiting list, and when we went through that waiting list, it turned out to be about 5.
Wow.
So that was kind of a letdown that we really thought we could kind of up the profit there with hangers, but it just isn't there.
There were several people that always wanted their name to continue on the list.
Yes.
For generations. And, you know, it is tough because you're doing all the management and you hear from those that are using the facility, don't raise fee on fuel, don't raise, certainly don't support county raising fees for the hangar leases. And Mariposa doesn't charge for operation costs at the airport. Some airports charge every time land, every time takeoff, every time do a lesson, and we don't do that. But that's where a lot of the airports make their money, is they charge for the use and the enjoyment of the airport, which Mariposa County offers it for free. So, and we even kind of bound your hands and say, you have to come to the Board of Supervisors for any increases. So, okay, thank you.
There on the electric question you had early, also, just to address that, the total amount that's paid to date is $20,959.60. That's what we've paid. And this was with Alan Toski at the time when we were talking with him, and the county came up with 5/11 of that would be paid by the county.
Okay.
And that comes out to, just for simplicity, $9,527.09 for the county's responsibility at 5/11, which Public Works came up with that.
And what is it that is being shared?
It's the taxi, the apron lights. They come on every night, and they're not very energy efficient, unfortunately, and they burn all night long, so they're quite a energy hog. And that there's three lights that are connected with our terminal meter. So it was pretty easy for them to figure it out, because there's three of the same exact lights out at the far hangars, and they're on a separate meter. So they were able to take that average bill
and be
that's
able
where
to
they
adjust
came up
it.
With 5/11.
Which is another thing. As we add things to the airport and we do improvements, we also unfortunately add to the cost of the operation, the hidden cost, to maintain the additional new stuff. So, okay, thank you.
Supervisor Kent.
Thank you. Jesse, you agree with the 5/11?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think that's fair.
It would seem if Public Works came up with the 5/11 and the contractor agrees with it, that we could settle that issue pretty quick and get them paid. I just want to add that I do greatly appreciate the approach that your company has had in running the airport, working with the people. I have to admit it, some of the argument reminds me of trying to manage a daycare facility in Yosemite, where everybody wants all the service, but nobody really wants to pay what it costs to provide that service, and that gets pretty tough. And I know there is a point there, a tipping point, where people can't afford to do it. And I know you're working with that every day. So we appreciate your taking on this challenge and the service that you've produced.
And just one quick comment on the. We did speak with Public Works. We didn't just decide not to pay the $10,000 for last year. I just want you to understand we didn't do that. We spoke with them and said, you know, we're just about at an even wash here, and if we could get it figured out, then no one really would have to exchange that money. So it was worked out with Public Works not to pay that $10,000 as we were working it out. Not that KMPI said, hey, we're just not paying it. So
good,
it didn't
thanks.
Work that way. And lastly, when we did bid on that, the county was losing over $85,000 a year on the airport. So to my calculations, we've saved the county about $200,000 since we've been there from what they've been losing.
Well, thank you for those clarifications. And yes, when this issue came before us, I did ask for an accounting of the last several years before you took over, and clearly, we've saved ourselves a lot of money. But at any rate, I much appreciate your clarifications. Now, if there's no other questions for you on the board, I would ask the public to approach the stadium. Make it the podium. Unless you need a stadium.
Bill? Bill Davis, Mariposa County Auditor. I actually came over today because I had a concern that I wanted to make sure got addressed. I'm not quite as concerned now that I've heard some of what's been going on, but I still want to bring it up. And that is that the lease payments of the $10,000 a year that were contractually obligated to be paid to the county and have not been paid are an asset of the county. And to forgive that would be potentially, someone would need to look into whether that would qualify as a gift of public funds. So even if we have an offset and it gets down to $300 or $400 or $500, we probably don't want to go down the road of forgiving it, but requiring payment of whatever that amount turns out to be. And again, I think it's going to be much less than what I was concerned about when I came over here this morning. So, but I did want to make that point that the gift of public funds could play into this if there is anything that is owed the county.
I thank you.
Again, there's no intent to do any forgiving of past. It's just a matter of accounting.
Good morning.
As you're aware, I sit on the advisory board. I did not abstain from voting on this. However, I don't think that this issue should have come before the advisory board, because I learned from Jesse this morning, I was not present at the time that this contract went out. I was not on the advisory board, but I understand it was their recommendations that you go with the other contract, and whether that would be good or bad, I don't know. I think that KMPI is doing a great job. I give them a lot of credit. I do know that Mr. Roche did assure us that whether or not, you know, this forgiveness or whatever you're asking for now occurred, he has no intentions to break his contract. I also know, and we were advised last year that they, when they were in contract with the fuel supplier that they had, they were not making a profit. However, they have changed, and now things are looking up. They have a better situation with their fuel supply, so that's a plus for them. My criticism is really of the county, not of KMPI, because in this year, I see how difficult it's been to have cooperation on those things that are a credit and a plus for the operator to be effective. Number one, from one meeting to the other, I know myself, I pounded on, we need to get the cracks fixed. Well, we finally got them fixed. Now, that was a county obligation. That was an expense that the county had to undertake. But it took so long to do it. We have a situation where we've been pounding away for a lease, a commercial lease, for the mechanic. He's operating out of a hangar with a porta potty and a generator. How can you expect anyone to go to that airport and to be profitable when the county isn't doing their part? And the big thing is that each year the FAA has a grant available of $150,000. This county hasn't even applied for it for the last 2 years. And the way that works is that once you obtain that for your capital improvements, if you don't use the 150, you can apply again next year. And when you reach, I believe the ceiling is 600,000. But what they do, they drop off the top and add to the bottom and continue that you have that amount. So I want to know when the county is going to get on the ball and start trying to do something to improve the conditions at the airport. So whomever has the lease, and I really am very pro-airport. I believe it's a real asset to the county. They're having their difficulties now for a number of reasons. Number one, yeah, fuel is very expensive, and things have dropped off a bit. But there is the potential on the tourism. I think that when some of these tourism dollars maybe should be going into the airport. I look at the lack of good management when you overkilled on fire engines, I mean on firehouses. Why wasn't some of that money put into maybe two metal buildings of some sort to bring in commercial operations out there? You have the potential for commercial operations. One of the pilots there, who came on board with the advisory committee at the same time I did, said, do you know that I had to fly to Chino to get my airplane painted? He says, there's only three places in this state, Lincoln, Salinas, and Chino, that offers that service. There's services that people will fly to if it's available. Why aren't you looking into enhancing the capabilities of the airport so that it can grow, so that these people who are putting an honest effort into trying to improve things have some help? So that's my input. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other comments, please, from the public. Good morning, Ms. Catalan.
I still have to say I'm Ruth Catalan, I guess. I did send the Board of Supervisors an email, and thank you, Kevin, because you were the only one that responded personally to me. I appreciate that, and I will say that Kevin always does that. I haven't communicated with the Board of Supervisors and not had an answer. And Janet Bibby also quite often sends me communications. I don't know if Renee could read the communication that I sent. It pretty much tells the story of how I feel. And again, I will say the same thing as Ruth. I think it's on the county. I think KMPI is trying its best, but two wrongs don't make a right. So I don't know. Renee, it's up to you whether you want to communicate that. It's public information. But I really don't think that the county should go down the road of forgiving the $10,000, and by the same token, that promissory tax or whatever it is in their lease. It is listed in their lease as an obligation. It's a little bit vague, but it's there in the lease if somebody will read it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public, please? All right, seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board and seek the board's will. Or won't. Supervisor Kahn?
Rather than make a motion, I'll just state where I am, be happy if the board wants me to put it into a motion, but I don't know that anybody else agrees with me. And you would think that if Ms. Catalan was so, if you appreciate my response, you should agree with me more then. Not what it says, huh? Nope, I enjoy it. My position, we have a contract, and maybe this is from 30 years of being in a federal system. You have a contract, and it was a contract that no matter how it ended up being what it was and how it was signed, we had a contract, and it was competitively bid. I think something changed in there. If they were told clearly they did not have to pay possessory interest, and now they do, then we should be dealing with that, or we have some responsibility to deal with that. I don't believe that should be put on them, and I think it should be offset. If we have an electric bill that we ought to be paying, we need to get that bill paid right now. It doesn't seem like we have any controversy on that. And it's $9,500 out of the contractor's pocket. And while for us it may just be $9,500 that Keith is investing at 0.03% or so to the contractor, that's a substantial cash flow issue. So I would suggest that we that the we reimburse the contractor for the possessory interest cost, but that I just can't see how, short of re-advertising the contract for open bid, that we can just forgive the $10,000 that was a part of the signed contract. So if I were going to make a motion, it would be somewhere along the lines of that. I don't think any motion needs to be made on the electric bill. That's just working itself out, that the county reimburse, because it was misunderstood, misrepresented in the original negotiation, that we reimburse the possessory interest tax on an annual basis. And if the... I know we've gotten substantial grants from the FAA. I'm unaware that the Airport Advisory Board has ever mentioned any priorities for applying for the grant. If, in fact, they have advice, I'd sure like to hear it. I know that's what they do. Certainly, it's one of the reasons we've realized that, as the Public Works Director told us one time, he has a stack of grant announcements a foot tall on his desk. That was a previous Public Works director. It's one of the reasons we hired the consultant to help us with this stuff. And certainly they have shown themselves to be very adept at digging into those things. If there's a grant that Public Works, maybe Rick, you talk to the Public Works director, if there is a priority list for and grants available, they can sure help tackle that. But at this point, the only action that I personally see is to deal with the public possessory interest tax.
Thank you. Other comment? Yes, Supervisor Bibby.
I thought you couldn't reimburse on the possessory tax. CIO?
What I believe Supervisor Kahn is indicating is that either going forward, I'm not sure if he's talking about past years, but going forward, that whatever they pay in possessory interest be taken off of their obligation to pay the $10,000. So we can reimburse them for the possessory interest, but that possessory interest has to be charged and has to be paid,
right,
paid through the treasurer, tax collector, or auditor's office. It has to be paid. But I believe what Supervisor Kahn is saying, whatever they pay in possessory interest, take off the $10,000 each year, if I'm understanding.
Well, if I can answer, I don't care how you do it. And the auditor said, you know, the $10,000 may be a legal thing. They have to pay it. I mean, you can work this out, figure out how to do it. But if I enter into a negotiation and I'm told you don't have to pay $3,500, and then after the negotiation's done, we sign the contract, they say, oops, you do have to pay the $3,500. That ain't right. And that should be fixed. And it should be fixed retroactively.
But the possessory is based on the definition of how they're occupying the building and doing business out of there. And so I don't know legally if the county can do that without redefining how they're possessing the structure. So I would, before we decide to forgive or offset that, I'd like to ask County Council maybe to get with the tax collector and see legally if we can do such a thing. Because usually it either is or it isn't, and it's clearly defined when possessory tax applies versus do a roundabout reimbursement. Either way, there needs to be a paper trail. I mean, if we're going to say that the utilities is coming off of the amount owed for the $10,000, and that it's 5/11, we need to define it and create the paper trail for the auditor as well as the public, so they understand what's going on here and where funds are going and what purpose it's serving. So it definitely has to be spelled out on that. And I would say we have the terms and conditions of the agreement before us, and if we're not going to go with that, maybe we continue this and discuss further and find out on the possessory tax if it can be forgiven or if we need another letter put there on what the county will provide. When you read through it, there's a whole lot of support and services being provided by the manager and limited information or services being provided by the county.
Thank you. Other comment? Consideration? Specific motion?
Well,
Supervisor Cann.
Well, in response to this item, I will move that since they were clearly told the possessory interest, they were not responsible for it, no matter what its definition. And after they signed the deal, they were told that they are responsible for it. I move that the CAO come back to us, having fully reviewed how to do it with all necessary, whether it be tax collector or and legal counsel, come back to us with a way to offset the full cost of the possessory interest tax that they now have to pay, and whether that's an amendment or whatever, you figure that out.
To include the possessory interest they have paid already in the past.
Absolutely. I if they were told they didn't have to pay it, and then we changed the ground rules, I think it's our responsibility.
Okay. Right.
So essentially, it's a motion that the county offset the cost of the possessory interest tax.
I thank you for that motion. I'm wondering if it meets the specific intent here. Are we okay?
The motion is clear. Pardon? The motion is clear.
Okay, thank you. The motion is clear enough to me whether or not it applied to today's item. Specifically,
we have that 11th grader up here.
We should. We really need an 11th grader on my shoulder at every moment. Yes, another clarification from our CAO.
If I'm understanding the motion, is that you're providing, you want me to come back with an amendment to the agreement that would not waive the $10,000, but that would reduce the payments from KMPI by the amount of the possessory interest tax.
Well, I'll clarify that. You know, I think you're going too far. All I'm saying is that come back to us. You know, I'm not saying how you do it. You figure out how it's legal to do it. Come back to the board with an action that offsets the cost of the possessory interest tax, which we told them initially they would not have to pay, and that would be a retroactive situation.
All right, I understand that motion. I think everyone up here does. There's further discussion, or
I'll second that. If that is made, and make sure I understand this, is that from the beginning of the contract till now, so they would get reimbursed for the possessory entry tax from the beginning of the contract?
Correct, retroactive.
Retroactive,
right?
Am I correct? Okay, then I'll second that.
All right. Supervisor Bibby?
I'd like to ask the maker or the second, what section in the agreement says they will not pay possessory? I'm trying to skim through here. So where was that written in the formal agreement that says they will not pay possessory?
It's not in the agreement. And that's the problem.
Right.
Nor is there anything in the agreement that requires the operator to or the manager to pay the possessory interest. And unless notified in the agreement that they're responsible for the possessory interest, they are not responsible for the possessory interest. That, however, was not the basis of the negotiation. That was the
Because sometimes contracts, if they lie silent, then it's understood that the law that is in existence and the definition of possessory would then come into play automatically unless it's purposely not written in there. Now, I've seen some of our contracts that say that, you know, it's not excluding or the possessory interest is the responsibility of the individual. So I'm looking for a legal opinion. It had to be in there that it wasn't their responsibility for it to apply, or if it laid silent, would it apply automatically just based on the definition of possessory?
In order for KMPI to be responsible for the possessory interest tax, it must be stated in the agreement.
Okay.
It was that's as a matter of law and state statute.
Sure.
It was not included in the agreement. However, the negotiation and the leading to the agreement was that they would not be responsible.
Thank you. Supervisor Kent.
And Chair, I'm going, maybe it wasn't clearly stated, but the CAO clearly stated to me that in the negotiation, it was understood by KMPI that they would not have to pay this. And that's when they agreed to the $10,000, they were under the full understanding in the negotiation that they would not be paying the $3,000 plus. That's why I feel the county has a responsibility to just correct this.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Carrier?
If we're amending this, do we want to add the 5/11 cost share of the electric also in this?
I think that's done.
Okay.
I would suggest no. That's an internal thing, and we may end up getting new meters. We may be getting new light bulbs, and that could change that percentage. So, no, that's something that's being worked out amicably between both parties.
And then the length of the contract would still remain 10 years? So nothing would be forgiven except for the prior 3 years?
I don't see any changes to the length of contract at this point. Yes, Supervisor Jones.
Yes, and with my second, I wish them, and I'll work with them, and I'm on the advisory board now, to make a profit. I want you guys to make a profit. That is, I will do everything I can to help you do that.
Thank you. Supervisor Bibby.
Okay, I need this explained a little more. We're going to deduct the possessory off of the $10,000 because I think the auditor is going to need a paper trail here. And now the possessory tax will go up and down. So is it going to be worded that the possessory tax will just come off of the $10,000 that is owed to the county, or are we forgiving the $10,000 in addition to the possessory tax?
Chair.
Supervisor Kent.
So the motion was very straightforward for the CAO to come back to us with an appropriate action once he has legally researched it with the auditor, with the tax collector, rather than us try to work it out here. But I said nothing about the $10,000. I'm just correcting what seems to be an error in the negotiation.
Okay, but I thought today's item had to do with the $10,000. Are we not addressing that?
I agree. That was my initial understanding, and that's why I asked the question I did just previously, was are we really responding to the material in front of us?
But I would opine that the board is addressing the $10,000 issue by ignoring it and letting it stand.
Okay. All right. No, that works for me. All right. So...
Okay, so we're not going to adjust the amount of the utilities off of the $10,000. We're just going to forgive, even though we know the auditor has made the recommendation that we look into, is it a gift of public funds?
I don't detect forgiveness anywhere in the proposal made to us, in the motion made to us.
Okay. Is that everybody's understanding? The $10,000 is not being forgiven?
That is currently our understanding.
It's the motion.
Yes. Well, we have a first and second. We have eliminated confusion. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? It passes 5-0. Thank you. And the intent then is, if we want to get back to the question of the 10,000, that'll come at another time.
The understanding I have is to come back with a proposal that addresses this,
yes,
the possessory interest, and I will be bringing that back to your board.
Okay.
Post haste.
All right.
Okay.
Then.
But I think the 10,000 eventually needs to be addressed for paper trail purposes, because it would be able to be challenged. We can't define what we're doing. There's no formal action to forgive or ignore.
Last year's 10,000 will be addressed to everyone's satisfaction. So we will take care of that.
Thank you.
So maybe it be looked at as reducing the 10,000 of a base amount of what that possessory is worth, as well as eliminating the utility cost based on coming
perhaps
off.
Perhaps we'll come
the
to that understanding, but we're not there at that moment. The auditor would like to make a comment.
My suggestion would be that whatever you decide to do with any of these items, that each one be handled discreetly, that the utility bill be calculated and a payment made, that the $10,000 be paid, and that whatever you decide on the tax be paid. And you have three separate transactions, no intermingling of what's,
yes,
going on.
Thank you for that input. Appreciate it.
Okay,
Supervisor
Bill.
Jones?
So, and to make sure I understand that, they'll be just exchanging checks then, basically?
Yes.
Yes, right. So there's no washes or anything? Right. Thank you.
All right. Great. All right. That concludes today's business for the board, and we will adjourn today with the memorial recommendation to Martha Randleman, Pat Randleman, Doris Boyer, Raymond Ludolph, Cody Avery, J.D. Harney, and Karen McCabe-Wynn, Rosemary Ruiz, Margaret Schiapetti, and Bob Rudzik. Thank you.